nice, loyal person. No matter how much you read, you're just, you know, some people are like cat and some people are like dog. Theory. And those people that are loyal by birth, they are incredible human being, incredible friend, and incredible student. Their family, you know, atmosphere and circumstances makes them either yes or no. You can't develop loyalty.
You can't.
Out of fear, you can. You know, that's what religion does. They put fear of condemnation and hell in you. Or Hinduism does with karma. So then you become loyal, but you really don't want to. You're forcing yourself. Loyalty and love are hand in hand. When you love someone, you're loyal to your love. You're not even loyal to the person as much as you're loyal to your love, because it gives you so much joy. It's all about self. On the other hand, these loyal people think that's what they gives them joy. What an idiots. I mean,
they think that disloyalty brings them joy.
Yeah, it's like they can. It's like a butterfly go from one person to the other and search around, and they hardly ever find love. But it's not their fault. I call them idiot just because of their character. It's not because.
I go left.
Yes.
What is loyalty to the guide?
Loyalty to the guide. You tell me. What is loyalty to the guy, Shavna? What does loyalty mean?
To me, it just means that attention on the love. And then making all your choices support that.
You don't do anything. You don't. The love makes you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's
this loyal person always pretended that they love. They thought love was a temporary feeling of an emotion. But true love demands of you loyalty. Loyalty is attraction of love to beloved. That's what loyalty is. Attraction of the love to develop. This attraction is there. Some people don't even want to have it, but they have it anyway. Some people want to have it if they can. Ooh, the porn was there.
Some people don't want to have it?
No, because the yearning becomes unbearable sometimes. That doesn't happen with a guide. Say you're in love with someone in the bazaar. Deeply, deeply in love, okay? And that person that you're in love with and infatuated with is not paying much attention to you. This is damping.
Yeah.
Actually, I had that bubble. To make a longer story short, I just realized it was a very hard to get lover. On the other hand, I'm very easy.
Yeah, why?
Because he had millions around him, I have few. And he had to give to all these millions of people for 60 years. Dear God, more! 70 years or 68 years. Millions of reasons unbeknown to me But it worked out perfect in the end. I think I needed it to cry that much. It was good for my karmic level of existence to wash away. I'm one of those weird ones because I did have, as he stated in the first interview that I had, what I put up is what I received, meaning that my hardship was due to what I've done. But I also must have had a tremendous amount of merit. So, and they both coexisted it for some odd reason.
So if loyalty is something that we're born with, are we born with the loyalty or the capacity to be loyal?
You know, each case is different. Sometimes people don't have loyalty and then they meet their guide and they become loyal because they kept it for them. But normally, if you're either loyal or you're not about anything in life. You see, loyalty is not just to guide. If you're a loyal person, you're just loyal. You know? People can depend on you. You know, you're not wishy-washy. You don't say one thing to another